Welcome back, everybody, to the Cannabis Conference and Expo here in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Radical Russ Belville at the CannabisRadio.com desk, and joining us here at the desk is Queenie Hashimoto, always creating good karma. I feel better already, Queenie. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I know you must have the most interesting story here. Just looking at your card, meditate and destroy. Tell us what you're up to.
Well, I'm actually here at the convention because I'm a patient. I was going to turn pro as a pro skateboarder, but my life took a turn. I got rear-ended twice, and now I have two herniated discs in my neck.
Oh, no.
I'm scheduled to have a double anterior fusion before the end of the year.
Yes.
I have yet to take a prescription painkiller. I have been medicating with medical marijuana, specifically CBD, THC, essential oils. I've yet to take one aspirin, one ibuprofen, morphine, one prescription opiate. I will get through this surgery, and I will continue on my herbal and holistic medicinal regimen. And I plan on sharing my journey and uploading my story publicly on, I don't know what venue, but with the legalization of cannabis, someone will be interested in my story.
So you come from an athletic background. You were going to be a pro skateboarder.
I've been an athlete all my life, and unfortunately for the past 2 years, I have not done anything athletic at all.
Now, I know in more, I don't want to say mainstream, but like college athletics and pro athletics, there's a lot of drug testing and a lot of anti-cannabis sentiment. I know skateboarding is probably not the same. There's probably more people that understand it in the skateboarding
world. Yes.
But was that ever an issue? Did cannabis ever come up before your accidents? And any thoughts about that?
No, actually, I was a recreational user. And before that, you know, here's the kicker of my documentary. Before that, you know, I was a corporate manager for 20 years.
Oh, really?
In the Bay Area, having to enforce a drug-free work zone. Now I'm advocating for the legalization of it because I am a medical patient. I have chronic neck pain. I cannot sit, stand, or lay down for more than 20 minutes before chronic pain sets in. And I'm going to capture my documentary is how healing the cannabis plant has been. You know, hemp CBD, cannabis CBD, all of it has been healing for me, and I've been able to maintain my pain.
So moving from being an athletic recreational consumer to being an injured cannabis patient, how much of a learning curve was there? Because I know, you know, I'm a recreational consumer, right. And so for me, where I come from, I'm from Idaho, there was two strains, got some and don't, right? So how much learning curve about strains and about ways of administering and all of that did you
so
have to go
much.
Through?
I didn't even know that CBD even worked. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go to the NFL panel here at the keynote. It was because of an NFL article that I Googled, because after my second rear end, I had a concussion and I had memory loss, and all I had was my recreational cannabis, and I Googled to see if me, you know, using this was going to hurt my concussion.
Sure.
And I had read an article by a doctor saying that he is hoping that the NFL looks into this and how it heals with the concussions.
Yes.
And now I'm here to thank the NFL. I feel like I've come full circle. So my education just took off, and I kept reading about CBD and how this helped. And I went on a CBD THC diet, and now I'm here. Otherwise, if I started taking the prescription painkillers back in February, I'm 123 pounds. I'd be so addicted. I'd be in bed right now. I would not be here.
Yeah.
You know, I would get up, I would pop another pill and go back to sleep. I know that because I've been on prescription pills before.
Yeah.
And now I'm here, I'm happy, I'm smiling, I'm networking, I'm at a conference, I'm gonna be laid up for 6 weeks for surgery, so I'm just trying to enjoy myself before then.
Awesome. We're speaking with Queenie Hashimoto, who's always creating good karma. You're going to see her very soon in a documentary about her her voyage as a medical cannabis patient. And did you say that this has been 6 years now since your...
No, 2 years. So okay. The first beer accident happened in December, almost 2 years ago. And then I got rear-ended again in February. And that was the worst one because I suffered a concussion and memory loss. And then now, in addition to my neck pain, I have back pain. So, you know, as an athlete, you know, I can't do nothing. But now I medicate all day. And that gets old.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a business person. I'm a doer. I'm a goer. But you know what? During my recovery for 6 weeks, I've dedicated. I'm going to advocate from my bed. I'm going to advocate because you know what? My two fingers will still work on social media, and I can advocate from my. I will have a neck brace on, but I will advocate from my bed. And I'll just have to find other ways to medicate. You know, there's tinctures, there's patches. You know, there's other ways, and you know, I have the essential oils and all of that. So,
do you talk to your doctors about your cannabis use?
My entire doctor team, my attorney team, they all know that I am medicating with medical marijuana, and I refuse to take any prescription painkillers that it's covered by it's covered by the insurance.
Hell, I'll hand it right to you.
But medical marijuana is not covered, and that's coming out of my pocket.
Yeah.
So my entire team knows that I will not take a prescription painkiller, and that I am, and they actually know I'm doing this documentary. So yeah, they support me.
Well, you mentioned social media, so I know there's going to be a lot of people out there want to get in contact with you. What are the social media accounts or email or anything like that you'd like to give out?
You know, as soon as I get a surgery date, I'm going to go ahead and make that more solid. I have my doctor's appointment is this Friday. So once I get a surgery date, it'll be easier to go ahead and just, you know, plow forward and put the foot on the gas pedal at that point.
Okay. Sounds good. Queenie Hashimoto, I want to thank you for stopping by the desk and sharing your story with everyone here at the expo and everyone listening online. That really helps people to know that people like you, just like them, can go through these things and find benefit and relief from cannabis.
Yeah, thank you, Cannabis Radio. As a matter of fact, Nurses, the new Nurses magazine.
Yes.
Actually, I will be submitting my story to them so people can go ahead and start, you know, checking in on my, I guess it'll be a blog or whatever. And then I'll just keep updating. I mean, you want reality TV? This is reality TV, real life, you guys.
Excellent. Queenie Hashimoto, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And good luck on all your voyages.
All right, thank you.
Radical Russ here at the CannabisRadio.com desk. We are going to take a short break before our next interview. Enjoy the music until then here on CannabisRadio.com.